It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for John Moe. A group of consumer advocate organizations have filed a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission, alleging that several companies, including McDonald's and General Mills, are violating the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. Ryan Kahlo is an assistant professor at the University of Washington School of Law. So what's the allegation here?
Basically, the idea is, you know, a kid goes onto the website, is playing a fun game, and then is prompted, hey, why don't you email any of your friends that might want to get here? And so the idea is to drive traffic to the website.
The question is whether or not that email swapping is okay.
The Child Online Privacy Protection Act has an exception for one-time uses of email, but really only to respond to a request from the kid. In other words, it's okay if a kid writes to you and asks you a question and or about your website. You can write back to them, of course, and therefore you're using the information. But there is no exception for having a kid write to another kid.
Kahlo says it's also not clear what happens to an email address afterward.
Maybe they're throwing it away. But even so, the idea that you're enlisting a child, maybe even a child under the age of 13, to advertise their website, you know, that's something that at least has to be looked at, right? It does raise some little bit of red flags there.
So how do kids think about their online privacy? Dana Boyd is a researcher at Microsoft Research.
So when they think about privacy, they're trying to navigate it when thinking about their parents, their teachers, college admissions officers, et cetera. And in many ways, actually, they don't think about the government, corporations.
So they're not worried about cookies and tracking and things like that. They're worried about whether mom and dad are good and get mad about who they're talking to.
For better or worse, most internet users, adults or children, have no understanding of how, you know, data is used for commercial purposes. And young people are not any different than adults this way. The big challenge for all of us is to really question, in an era of big data, what kind of privacy, you know, restrictions or tools do we need out there, not just to protect young people's data, but to protect all of our data.
The feds are considering an update to the children's online privacy rules, but there are no overarching standards in place for the rest of us. Find out more about your online privacy on our website, marketplacetech.org. And we're on Twitter, too, at @MarketplaceTech. A new study by the Online Publishers Association has found the one thing we all love to do with our smartphones. And no, it's not watching pet videos. We've got Bob Dylan here to give us a little clue.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Nice hint, Bob. The number one most popular activity for people on their smartphones is checking the weather. I guess that makes sense. You know, you check your phone, see if there's bad weather. You could warn people.
Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
Exactly. Help a guy out. But Bob, don't you think it's funny we spend so much time checking out the weather on our smartphones with all the things they can do, hundreds of thousands of apps to choose from? Plus, you can just look outside.
You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows.
You mean you don't need a smartphone to know which way the wind blows, right? This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com. Get Marketplace any way you'd like every day, right here on your local public radio station and on Marketplace.org, Slacker, Stitcher, Flipboard, and iTunes.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.